Mal Brough, the Queenslander who is the Special Minister for State, was under siege in Question Time again yesterday. Clive Palmer revived sensational claims last week that Mal Brough had asked him in 2012 to fund the sexual harassment case by the former Liberal staffer James Ashby against Peter Slipper to the tune of $200,000. Brough, of course, was Slipper's political rival. He now occupies Slipper's old seat of Fisher. The Australian Federal Police recently raided the homes of James Ashby and Peter Slipper. Mal Brough has admitted using Mr. Ashby to make copies of Peter Slipper's diary, which were then leaked to the media. Police are investigating whether any criminal offence was committed. Let's look at a couple of things here. Firstly, were they Peter Slipper's diaries? Were they illegally copied by James Ashby? Were they given to Mal Brough? And fourthly, did Mal Brough ask for the diaries? Now, Malcolm Turnbull has told the Parliament that he had confidence in Mal Brough, but left the door open to remove him should circumstances change in the future. On the bit I know about all of this, it seems to me that Brough has no case to answer. But the man who can explain whether or not this is the case is James Ashby, the former Liberal staffer who worked for Peter Slipper, and he's on the line. James, good morning.
Morning, Alan.
Did Mal Brough ever ask you for a copy of Slipper's diaries?
No, and I'm pleased you asked that because it's something that's never actually been asked of me. I went to Mal Brough with two concerns. First one was my sexual harassment case, but the second case that I raised with Mal was what I felt at the time was illegal activity on behalf of Peter Slipper using cab charge dockets to catch a car worth over $250,000 using cab vouchers. And not just one to pay for the fare, it was multiples. And I went to Mal and I asked whether this was legitimate at the same time as my sexual
harassment. So he didn't come to you, you went to him?
I went to him.
And you did copy Slipper's diaries, but were they Slipper's diaries or were they office diaries?
They were an office diary, and this diary was available to every staff member. It was an Outlook digital diary, and all staff were encouraged to keep all of their travel dates and whereabouts in this diary.
So is it a criminal offence to copy them?
I wouldn't be sure there, Alan.
Right.
I wouldn't know the law.
But they're trying to suggest to you that it might be, and would it be a criminal offence to give them to someone?
Well, once again, I wouldn't know, but I never actually gave them to Mal Brough, nor did he ask for them. And I want to make this very clear as well. Mal Brough, at the first time I met with him, the first thing he said to me in the company of his wife, who's Sue Brough, she was there as well, she said to me, I don't want you to do anything illegal, and I want you to do the right thing by speaking to David Russell, who was a QC up here in Queensland. And I spoke with him, and David Russell indicated that there was nothing illegal about my whistleblowing actions. And that is the whole point of this. There was no gain for Mal Brough. There was no gain for me in this. It was about doing the right thing, and that was outing a politician who at that time I felt was doing the wrong thing. He was held accountable in the courts of Canberra, and he was certainly held to account for those accusations that I threw at him with those cab dockets in Sydney as well.
Am I right, though, in saying about the diaries that Brough only asked you to make copies when you'd given him something that he couldn't read and he asked you for a better copy?
Correct. Mal was concerned about travel rorts as well in relation to Slipper flying to New Zealand and using taxpayers-funded money to go over and do IVF treatment with his wife in New Zealand. And it was me that actually sent him copies of those dates that we discussed. At no point did he ever ask for them.
Right.
The only time he said, hey, I can't read them, was when I texted them, and he couldn't legitimately read them, so he asked if I could send them again in a format that was more legible.
So just come to this in layman's language. You're working for a bloke. You've suddenly got concerns about sexual harassment. You've got concerns about the way other staff are being treated, and you've got concerns about rorting the system over travel. There's no one in that office you can talk to, so you've gone to Brough for help. Now, there are suggestions that you first spoke to Wyatt Roy about the sexual harassment by Slipper, and that Roy sought advice from the Innovation Minister, Christopher Pyne. And you're quoted today as saying that Wyatt said he didn't really know how to advise me and said he wanted to speak with Christopher Pyne. He then called me back. I went and saw him in his office. He presented me with a sheet of paper with instructions about what I should do, and one of the first steps was to get a copy of the office diary. That's how I came to be printing off a copy of the digital diary. It was evidence in my case of these things that were concerning you.
Yeah, spot on. That's exactly right.
So, and you say that your lawyers have this sheet of paper and it would have Wyatt Roy's fingerprints on it.
Well, if you really want to go that far...
No, but I'm just saying.
Test it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course it would. And Wyatt's never denied giving me any assistance in the beginning. The problem was Wyatt gave me what he thought was the right information and said at that point, mate, if you do choose to go ahead and file a sexual harassment case, I don't want anything to do with it. And for good reason. You can see exactly how this blew up.
But, I mean, there had been long-term concerns, hadn't there, about Slipper's erratic travel entitlements. You're in the office, and yes, you've noticed these trips to New Zealand, and so you've gone to someone. Well, the someone is Brough in the local area, which you're entitled to do, and you said, here is the office diary. This is a copy. So you went home, you pulled a copy of the diary out of your cupboard, you took some copies of it all, and you gave them then to Mal Brough. He didn't approach you.
Never, never, ever, ever. So, look, I don't know exactly how that 60 Minutes interview was cut, but obviously it didn't look good for Mal Brough. But I can assure you that never at any point did Mal Brough ask me for copies of those diaries.
Well, that's the guts of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. So,
are we ploughing over old ground?
Absolutely, and this is a complete waste of taxpayers' money. I actually offered yesterday to speak with the Federal Police Officer, Steve Collicutt from Canberra, and go on the record with all of this information. And guess what? They didn't have time.
They didn't have time?
Didn't have time.
Astonishing. But Brough's alleged...
15 or more Federal Police Officers from Canberra to Queensland to raid my house, Mal Brough's, Karen Doan, and other staffers' office.
And you wanted to tell them what you're telling me, and they didn't have time?
Didn't have time, mate.
But Brough is alleged to have, quote, counselled and procured Mr. Ashby to access restricted data. You are saying Brough never procured you to gain anything.
Let's save some taxpayers' money because this has cost millions already. There is no case to answer for because Brough never did it.
Okay.
I want to make it really clear.
Yep, you've made it clear.
And also, too, I want to make it very clear, there was no benefit for me in this. There are also looming or lingering potential charges there for me receiving benefits in the form of transport to Sydney and accommodation. Well, I paid the paper back the next day after it was all fixed up. So there is no benefit to me whatsoever. This was a whistleblower's case, and it should have been treated like that. If I was a female, this would never have happened.
Good on you.
Never, ever.
Good to talk to you.
Let me just add this.
Yep.
Just quickly, Alan.
Yep.
There is still an outstanding case against Peter Slipper, still within the courts. Right now.
Well, the Brough business is the thing I guess you're concerned with. This bloke's being wrongly accused. You've said at no point did he approach you for any of the information. You volunteered stuff to him because you were concerned about what was going on in the parliamentary office in which you were working. Good to talk to you, James Ashby. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Alan.
There's James Ashby.